the Republican plan, which gives over $1 trillion in tax cuts to the wealthiest 2% in the country, would mean huge cost to New Yorkers. It means devastating Medicare. It means billions of dollars that we currently get for roads, schools, kids, and senior citizens cut out of the federal budget and stopping coming from New York. And so what the report really shows is that we need to end the tax cuts for the wealthiest. The Obama plan, which is the alternative to the Republican tax plan, goes ahead with middle-class tax cuts, but ends tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, the top 2%, and puts that money into education, highways, Medicare, Medicaid, and other vital services for working New Yorkers.
What is this report hoping to achieve in that landscape of bills that are being proposed at this point?
The Senate has passed a bill that provides middle-class tax cuts but ends the Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthiest 2%, and the House will be considering that bill this week. And what this report does is shows that from the point of view of 96 out of 100 New Yorkers, we would be far better off if the House were to pass the bill that was passed in the Senate, focusing the tax cuts on the middle class and ending tax cuts for the wealthiest 2%. If the House were instead to pass the Republican plan, which continues tax cuts for everybody, it would mean an additional $1 trillion of tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans, and just that's over the next 10 years. And just in the next year alone, that's $68 billion in spending cuts that these tax cuts would force. So in order to give these tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans, the Republican plan then cuts $68 billion for things like highway planning and construction, K-12 education, Head Start, Medicare, Medicaid, a lot of things that New Yorkers depend on. So what this report does is it really shows that as the House is making their decisions this week, it would be very important for all of the Congress members from New York State to vote for the Senate plan and not for the House Republican plan.
For how many states was this analysis done?
It's a national report, and they have national figures that they've put out. We released today the New York State version of it, but they've done state versions of it in multiple states across the country. And it's true for state after state that, you know, in New York, we actually have more wealthy people than most states. And so nationally, it's the top 2% that would get the tax cut under the Republican plan. In New York, it's the top 4%, but those are people whose average incomes are about $1 million. And what the report shows is that 96 out of 100 New Yorkers get a tax cut under the president's plan, and in some cases, even a better tax cut than they would get under the Republican plan, and only the top 4%, the millionaires, get less.
And what is the average income of the 96% of New Yorkers?
The average income for the 96% of New Yorkers whose incomes are under $250,000, the average income is $57,000. And for the 4% of New Yorkers who are over $250,000, their average income is $921,000, just under $1 million.
What does this report tell us about the situation that we have in our country right now?
Well, the report really does a good comparison of the two plans that our country has been choosing between. Our country now can go in one of two directions. There's the Republican plan and the Obama plan, and those plans are not just budget plans, but they're plans that really take us in one of two directions in terms of the whole future of how our federal government's going to operate and what impact that's going to have on state governments and on average people in our states. And so the report compares the impact of the two plans on people's taxes. So for 96 out of 100 New Yorkers, they do the same or better under the Obama plan. For the millionaires in New York, do better under the Republican plan, but at the cost of services for everybody else. And the plan also then looks in detail at what percentage of the tax cut money is going where. So, for example, in the Republican plan, 52% of all of their tax cuts go to people making over $250,000. So not only do they continue tax cuts for the wealthy, but they concentrate the tax cut dollars into the hands of the wealthiest people in our state and in our country. Alternatively, what the Obama plan does is it concentrates the tax cuts in the middle class. It also helps out the lowest income taxpayers, and it saves $1 trillion over the next 10 years in order to fund, you know, schools, highways, services for senior citizens, and Medicare.